Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 10th of December. I'm here with Scotty Boy. Morning, Scott.
Morning, Ian.
All right, son?
Yeah, pretty good. Better than you, I think.
Yeah, I'm up and about, aren't I? I'm not
100%. Yeah, you're there.
I'm not 100%, I'm not going to lie. It went off, it all derailed itself a little bit yesterday.
It all escalated, did it?
yeah, I did. Yeah, I fell down the escalator. My mate texted me this morning. He said it was like that Del Boy sketch in when he fell through the bar. He said,
oh, that is hilarious.
He said 1 minute I was there, the next minute I wasn't. Yeah.
Oh, I'd have loved to have seen that. Not for how you're feeling today, but at least you didn't feel it at the time.
No. I had a reasonable quantity of alcohol, let's just say that.
Yeah, I saw the six Guinness, then I saw the vodka, then I saw the wine.
Oh, I'd forgotten about the vodkas. I can't really remember much. I'd forgotten we'd had the Bloody Marys. That's what done it. Yeah, it's wine, really. Mixing drinks. Once you get involved in all that, you're done. Two pints of Landlord, ton of Guinness, couple of Bloody Marys, load of wine.
I'm probably going to need a good weekend to pay for it.
And fall down the old escalator. Job done. Right. Let's get on. Enough of all that old nonsense. Let's get on. I'm a machine. Let's get back. 101, the gamble's landed. I said, I'm a machine. Gamble's landed. FTS Advent. Let's do that first. This. How lucky is this guy? This guy, the guy who won yesterday, can't remember how much are we up to. What are we up to? 45 quid. First day on Twitter. Gerard Gray. And he was on a Zoom with me in the week. See how your luck is, Gerard. See a little bit of Zoom with me and your life changes. Gerard Gray. The correct answer is 364 gifts. All those of you ran in, added up 1 to 12. What a load of nut.
I didn't have a clue, so I just put my lucky number.
Put the old dunce cap on and go and stand in the corner.
I knew it was 364 when I worked it out later.
You worked it out. Yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
Of course I did. I did put 1 to 12 on the spreadsheet and then added up the previous ones and stuff.
It's tetrahedral numbers, it is. Do you know what tetrahedral numbers are?
No.
They're triangle numbers. So like one and then three is a triangle. See, like snooker balls. So you make it like snooker balls.
Tetrahedral
numbers. You use a bit of algebra to work out the 12th tetrahedral number. And it's add them all up, 364. There you go. Job done. Which is, in fact, one for every day of the year bar Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, Gerard, you win yourself a £45 free bet. Send it in to me, whatever you want to put it on. Let's have it on a big horse, a nice 20-1 shot. Give me something to cheer on. And today's
Tottenham not to lose this weekend.
Tottenham can't lose this weekend.
They can't, no.
Been called off. Beautiful. The Conte master plan. He's had a look at them and thought, this lot are fairly shit. Let's throw a bit of COVID in and try and get to January without any football.
Yeah, and another week of my training and that, yeah.
Yeah, and then we can sort it out. That's the game. Like it. So, yes, hopefully we get, we got you lot next, didn't we? So we want...
Sorry about that.
Well, that would give you a pasting. You're fucking useless.
You can paste the sandwich, let alone us.
Give you a damn good slapping. Right, let's do this FTS advent. Right, so today's question, simple one. What is the best-selling Christmas song of all time? Best-selling Christmas song of all time. FTS advent. I'm not sure I should let the dunces enter, really, but we'll have a think about it. Hashtag FTS Advent day and the answer. Retweet and like, and then we're off and going. The best-selling Christmas song of all time. Right, let's get into the football. I haven't got a lot. I'm starting, Scotty Boy, with Brentford versus Watford.
Yep, tonight.
Brentford were winning at Leeds. Leeds got a last gasp equaliser last week. Watford beaten by City, which is, anybody gets beaten by City. I haven't got a massive amount of data. My opinion on Brentford has changed, having watched them play Spurs. I thought they were terrible. So I've got nothing to have a bet. If a gun to my head, they're both shit, so I'll have a draw. I don't know whether you've got anything.
I got no bet as far as goals, and it's a really hard game to call. As we have Brentford side that have won just 2-7 at home, via Watford side that have won just 2-7 away. If pushed, I would go draw or Brentford not to lose. And I can see a few goals. But yeah, no bet for me. And I'm not even going to watch it.
Yeah, okay. And then City versus Wolves. City at 1.19. Sort of price I don't mind laying them at, to be honest. I think they'll win, but Wolves are fairly organised, provide a bit of resistance. So you could lay City and claim a few ticks in play if you wanted to. Do expect City will go on and win. I think Wolves have done them a couple of times in the past when Nuno was there. But, yeah, sort of price I wouldn't... even if City took the lead, you could close it and not lose the 0.19. It's a layable sort of price for me. But, yeah, I do expect that City will prevail. But if I was playing the game, that's what I would do. I'd lay City at the start and try and get something out of it trade-wise.
Yeah, it's a no-bet game for me. But as far as the result, the blue machine should roll on as usual, and I see them winning by 2+ goals in an easy home win.
It's almost like every market with City, unfortunately, just becomes unbackable.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool-Villa, very similar. Liverpool are a machine at home. I'm still not having this nonsense, Gerrard Ball nonsense that's going on. Let's see how good they are. We'll see how good they are this week. Apparently, they played like Brazil against City, so let's see if they turn up at Anfield and do it. Liverpool 1.3x. There's a fair chance with Liverpool that with this Omicron variant that African Cup of Nations gets cancelled.
And they don't that'd lose. Be good news for us if they did.
And then they don't lose Salah and co. They don't, then I think they'll be right in it, personally. Liverpool, again, not backable for me, but Liverpool will go on and win this game.
And it's a no-bet game for me, but as far as the result, I really think we should win the game. We are flying at the moment, but as I regularly say, I do think we may concede and could need 2 to 3 goals to guarantee victory. Home win, but I don't think it'll be as easy as plenty of thinkers. Villa are improving, but I do think we'll win it in the end.
Okay. Are Villa improving?
Yeah, they are.
I like you've been watching them.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. Yeah.
Are you a Gerrard Ball advocate, are you?
No.
All right.
But they definitely are improving.
Right, Arsenal against the Saints. Arse beaten away again, struggling Everton, you think, go there. Everton really are a mess. Took the lead. I thought when I saw that, I wasn't watching the game, but I thought when I saw that, I thought that's that. And then obviously you boys popped up in the WhatsApp with the winner from Damari Gray, which was the first I sort of knew of it. I had a quick flick at that on Twitter to see the goal, cracking goal.
Yeah, it was.
It's just a strange team, Arsenal, aren't they? They're fantastic at home and don't win away. But they're playing Saints who have, dropped points again last week from being in front. It's over 70 points now in Hasenhüttl's tenure, which is...
Yeah, that suggests it's something with his management.
It's madness, though. I mean, obviously, that's
closing out a game.
It's not a difficult statistic to notice that you can't change how you play to manage these situations. Arsenal are a different team at home. Last 36 at home to bottom six teams, they've won 31 of them, which is equivalent to being 1.19. Saints have only won 4 of 21 away to top six. But when you actually dig into that, two of those games were against Palace and Brighton at the start of the season. So when they've sort of won a couple of games and the league table's not really a true reflection of what's gone on. So for me, it's Gooners in a canter at 1.7. Not a fill your boots, but back the Gooners.
Yeah, I have got something in this, but as far as the game, it would have to be a home win, as Arsenal have won 5 of the last 6 at home, playing a Southampton side that have won just 1 away, whom have not won here in their last 25 visits in the league. So it's a home win. I do have a bet, and it won for us previously as well, is Southampton to get over 14 corners. 1.77 marathon bet. It means if we get exactly 4, we get our money back. Southampton averaged 5.71 corners away this season so far. and got 7 away to Liverpool when we backed it, and 5 to City. And head-to-head shows the average 4.67 corners here. And the last two visits, I've seen them get 7 and 8. They're a reliable corners team, and it's worth it's a good bet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Chelsea Leeds next. Chelsea, bit of a wobble for Chelsea their last few games, to be fair. I watched the first half against West Ham last week. The keeper just lost his marbles. I don't know what he was doing.
One of his best games,
was
it?
I don't know what he was doing for that penalty. And then that just seemed to really affect him. I mean, he had a clearance about 2-3 minutes later, which he sort of slice-shanked into the crowd.
Yeah.
You could see his confidence was gone. Even with that, just, you know, they say, oh, he didn't play it outside the goal and that, but you just put your boot through it. I don't know what he had. I honestly have no idea what was going through his brain there. And, you know, and then apparently the last goal was a bit of a miss. A shot cross or whatever. I haven't seen it, but
they say he should have done better.
They say he should have had that as well. So, yeah, interesting. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I thought they were looking absolutely, you know, just so machine-like. 2-2 in the week. I know he played kids in the week, didn't he? But I do expect them to go on and win this. They've won 23 out of 33 home to bottom six sides. I'd say Chelsea will beat Leeds, but I haven't got anything to consume me bet-wise.
I have got something in this, but as far as the result, it has to be Chelsea. And OK, they have not won in the last two here, drawing 1-1 with Man U and Burnley. And of course, did lose last time out in the league, but the performances have still been good, especially here where they've missed plenty of chances. So hopefully for them, Lukaku is fit enough to be in the starting 11 and help them to be a bit more clinical at the moment. Leeds have won just 1 in 7 away and 3 overall this season, and I can't see them getting anything. Chelsea to win by 2+ goals. And I do have a cards bet. Leeds are very reliable on cards. And I found a lovely price. Marathon bet go over 2 at 2.05, meaning that if there's only 2, we get our money back. Again, with Marathon, people have to realise that that it has to be 2 yellow cards and it's not the same player, so a straight red doesn't count. And a second yellow, so that's okay. Leeds away this season so far, average 3. And this is landed in 5 of the 7. And the last 4 played, they've got 17 cards. Chelsea at home, their opponents average 3.57 cards a game. And last season, Leeds got 3 at home and 2 here. And I think they'll be up against it again today and should get some cards. The referee is fine. Kavanagh, this season, he averages 4.3 cards a game. And Spawn Index go 23 to 26, 10 points for a yellow. So that's either 3 yellows or a red and a yellow. So, over 2 with money back only 2 is a good bet.
Okay. And next up is Norwich versus Man United. Norwich given a Brazilian masterclass last week against...
I thought they played Tottenham.
Against Spurs, just marching on, son. Tottenham Hot Spectre. Comfortable 3-0 win. Cracking goal by Moura. I think Norwich should have taken the lead from what I saw. It looked like they had a real sort of gilt-edged chance in front of goal that missed. And that's the problem for a minute. Only 8 goals this season.
Yeah, not clinical at all.
Tells its own story. Pukki in his first spell in the Premier League seemed to be able to find the net, and he doesn't seem to be this time. I expect United to win here. I wouldn't want to back him again, you know, sort of same old thing. It'll take a little while for Ralph Rangnick to get himself bedded in and decide, get these players playing how he wants and what his best team is. By all accounts, people said they already look better in the European game, but how did that end up? Did they win that or was that?
I think it was a draw.
Draw, was it? Yeah, so I'd expect United to beat them just because Norwich are poor and can't seem to score goals, but... A battling win for United, I'm going to go for.
Yeah, another no bet game for me as far as goals, but as far as result, surely Man United will win this. They play a Norwich side who have played 8 games this season, be top half of the table sides, and failed to score in any of them. I just can't see how Norwich get anything, and for me, it's an away win for Man United. And for those that are interested, I was so close on Norwich to get 4 corners. They have done in 6 of their 7 here. And I've chickened out because because I'm just not quite sure with this Man United under Ranić and their first game away in the league, how it's going to affect them. But yeah, I was very close on four corners, but it's a no-bet game for me.
Okay. Leicester versus Newcastle. Really not sure what we're watching with Leicester at the minute. It's
so unpredictable.
It's incredible, yeah. It is absolutely just all over the shop. You know, went out of the Europa League this week. You know, no shame going to Napoli and getting beat, but
no.
Out of that. I didn't watch, despite Benjamin's urgings, I didn't watch Villa versus Leicester. So I don't know how they played. Obviously lost that. Drew against Southampton. Just not really in it, are they? Just not, not the side that they were for a couple of years. Down in 11th, one win in five. And obviously Newcastle beating Burnley last week. You'd have thought they won the FA Cup the way Sky went on. Fucking unbelievable. They beat Burnley. That's yeah. 1-0, calm yourselves down. I think Burnley had a late one disallowed as well from VAR. Just watching the Football 24, it flashed up and then went again. So I imagine it was a VAR. I have no view. I think Leicester, given how they're playing and the inconsistency, are probably a bit too short. Newcastle are poor. I couldn't touch either of these at the minute with a barge pole. I still think Newcastle are. If I had somebody put a gun to me and say, have a bet, Leicester, I'm still not sure that Newcastle are going to get a point before Christmas. Over to you.
Yeah, no bet game for goals. As far as the result, well, it's two unpredictable sides currently. Leicester is still not hitting the level we are used to playing. A Newcastle side that last time I finally got their first win of the season, as you said, and of Eddie Howe's reign, who have won three of the last four visits here, which surprised me, in the league, and did win this last season 4-2. I really am struggling to call this game based on each side's form, but if pushed, I would have to be like you and take Leicester, as they have a far better team, and surely they will find their level of game at some point. It's a home win, but not a confident one.
Okay, yeah. It's just a few teams like that. I mean, the next game, Burnley, West Ham. You know, I keep saying Dyche will get Burnley out of it. Lost to Newcastle, which ended their run of four without a defeat, but they're just not getting any wins. They've got, again, they've only got one win in 14. You know, they've got to start getting some points on the board. And otherwise they're going to be, you know, banging trouble. It's sort of, for me, it's from Brentford down. So they're sort of 7 points adrift of Brentford, 6 points adrift of Palace and Leeds, Southampton. They've got to start getting some wins. West Ham, obviously a cracking win against Chelsea, you know, to beat Chelsea, particularly going behind twice. Irrespective of Chelsea making a load of mistakes, you still got to go and put the ball in the net. Dyche has only won 4-12 against top six sides when he's been in the bottom six. Obviously, West Ham don't have a lot of data of them in this lofty fourth place under Moyes.
Yeah, because they're not used to it, are they? So
not normal. I don't have a bet in the game. I'm going to have a stab that Burnley make this hard and it ends in a draw.
Right. I've got no bet again, as far as goals, but as far as result, with Burnley have just won one game all season. The last time out lost at Newcastle, which is not great, and now face a very good West Ham side who they lost home and away to last season. West Ham sit fourth in the league, as you said, and last time out beat the then league leaders, Chelsea. And confidence must be sky high, and surely they can get another win here. And for me, the minimum that West Ham will get is a draw. And I can see it a 2-1, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1. And Kev Kelly has said the same. He says he thinks 2-1, 3-1, but he definitely thinks they'll concede with the injuries they've got at the back.
Right, okay. So he's going for a West Ham win, is he?
Yeah. But they haven't scored 2+ yet because they're going to concede.
They're getting a bit lofty, them boys. I ran into a couple yesterday. I did put them in their place. I won't go into any more detail, but I did put them in their place. Right, and then finally, because obviously we've only got 9 games, Tottenham Brighton being postponed with COVID. See what happens there. But finally, we have got the Palace playing Everton. As I predicted, Palace working their way down the table. Just 6 points now off the bottom three. They will be in the relegation mix, I am telling you. Everton will be buoyed by, obviously, the win against Arsenal. Don't know how they play, but you know, win always does you good. Huh?
They should have had a blatant red card, Everton.
Oh, is this the one he stamped on your mate, the bloke's face on the sideline or whatever?
Yeah, and VAR looked at it as well and didn't get him to go and look at the screen or anything. It was really surprising. And even Sam in the WhatsApp said they could have even gone down to 9 by the end of the game. And it was Mike Dean again. Yeah.
Oh, Mike Dean.
They didn't play well. If you ignore that, they played all right.
Yeah. Did they? Yeah, and they seem to be sticking with Rafa. They've got rid of the director of football instead this week.
Yeah.
Which would sort of say perhaps they're going to give Rafa a bit more of a say in things. Perhaps, you know, saw that as the chink where it was going wrong. I couldn't back Palace at 2.36, that's for certain. I don't think I could back Palace at 2.36 against anybody. I mean, when I've seen Palace, I mean, they beat us, but we fell apart.
You weren't good that day, though, were you?
We had a man sent off and just collapsed. But I just cannot, 2.36. So for me, I won here, I'd either back Everton and if they went in front, remove liability, or I'd lay Palace. I've just got a sneaky feeling Everton might notch another win here. I've just got a little feeling that the Rafa machine may start turning. I think, lay Palace or back Everton and remove your liability. I think that's where I'm at.
Right, I do have something in this, but as far as the game, it's hard to call as neither side is in good form. So if pushed, I would sit on the reinforced bench and go a draw. As far as a bet, I like what you've said, because that's my thinking as well, as far as the way the game's going to run, is Crystal Palace to get over 1.5 team cards. 1.90 Bet365, 1.83 Sky. The only concern a little bit is the ref. Crystal Palace averaged 2.29 cards a game at home, and this has landed in 6 from 7. And head-to-head shows the last 4 here for Everton, this has landed as well. And the ref last 4 Palace games has seen them given 3 from 4, and an average of 2.25 cards for them. But the ref, he's very low, Madley. He doesn't like giving cards out. His average is 2.44 per game this season in the league. So he deflates my confidence a little bit. But at 1.9, if it was another ref, it would look big. So I'm quite happy to give it a go.
Right, okay. And that's a lot. That's it. That's it. So, yeah, not much for me. Arsenal and...
Is Arsenal official?
Arsenal's an official bet, yeah. Everything else, the lay of Palace, the lay of Man City are just things that you might want to do if you wanted to sit and trade, but not if it's not part of your game plan.
Yeah.
FTS Advent is £50 today. Flipping it.
Oh.
Start going up now. You watch the old numpty start taking it seriously now. So, yes, Gerard, if you can send me a bet, and I don't think I've had a bet from TCB, the guy who won the day before. No idea who that is, but send that in. And I'll, Scotty, I'll speak to you sometime over the weekend or next week. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy yourself. Everybody else, have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, and yourself.
I'm going to go and drink about 20 gallons of water and get myself back to optimal. Just a little bit suboptimal would be the phrase. Have a good one. See you later.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.